Hello.
Hi, Mr. Keith. It's Nina Knight. How are you?
All right, and you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. So, listen, question. I'm missing a number from Ms. Poitier's phone. So, you know her number by heart?
She's right with me. Of course, she's in the phone.
Okay, so I have 61033 and I'm missing a number. What number belongs there?
610333.
It's 3 threes. Okay, gotcha. So I was calling, I'm calling to let you know we did receive that notification of a temporarily increase to 63 hours effective today, and it's good until the 27th. And then on the 28th, it'll go right back to the 32 hours. So I need a new schedule for those additional hours.
Okay, now, Nina,
Yes.
my son is doing the evening. So
So,
we wanted him to get, he has to get a C shot.
wait a minute. Nope, he's missing a lot. I just got back from HR that he only completed the competency test. He didn't complete anything else. So we can't do
But what else?
anything with him until he submit documents, submit the TB test, and then HR can send off his criminal background. So he's not even ready to do anything.
Right, so I'm saying, don't they send the form? Isn't that what they did with Keith? Sent the form out to him, HR sent the
Nope.
form?
HR had called him and told him what else he need. He asked HR to send him the links again because he don't know what he did with the links to complete everything else. So we're still at square one with him.
Okay, so what do they want him to do next? Because he asked me.
So HR talked to him. She physically just confirmed with me. She's spoken with him. He still needs to do the application. He still needs to do a direct deposit. He still needs to submit an ID and Social Security card. He still needs to do an I-9.
Okay, to my acknowledgement, he said he already did the application. But he's at work on his day job. I'm going to call him. But he told me he had already did the test and he did the application.
The problem is HR can't even do a background check without his ID or Social Security card.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that shouldn't be no problem. He knows how to get that. That's no problem.
And the
But right now
problem is we can't get him on the schedule until his background check comes back, and that could take a little bit of time.
yeah, well, oh, how long do the background check take?
That depends on if his background is clear. If his background have
Oh, his
anything on it,
background clear. Yeah.
then it
He
normally
has
takes a
no
little
record. Yeah, he has no record, you
bit.
know.
Okay.
He has no record of no kind. Yeah, so
So
that's
in
no.
order for them to run the background, they need them documents to submit it to the FBI clearance.
Okay, he got to submit his ID.
And Social Security card.
Okay.
And he needs
I'm a.
that TB test.
Okay, now, do HR, this is what I'm trying to say. After he submit his Social Security card and his ID, do they give him a form to go get his TB shot? Do he
Nope,
need a
he
form?
just goes to his doctor or he will go to an urgent care. They normally give him paperwork. All he do is take a picture and send that back to HR with his receipt if he pay out of pocket and they reimburse him.
Okay then. All right then. So
Okay.
let me get back to him because right now them hours is, well, he's helping me, but he's not getting paid for it. So right now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So we need to figure out something to do between now, because the hour starts today and it ends on the 27th.
But see, she told me my assessment. I don't know how this have that because she told me she was coming out on the 26th. So I don't understand what she did.
I guess she gave, I don't know, when clients get a procedure done or something is going to happen where they have to get a surgery or anything, they give them a temporarily increase in hours. And then after that, it normally goes back to the original hours.
Yeah, but ain't no way I'm going to have no, not even my stitches out to 26. I mean, Oh, my God, the car was going to have an accident. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for praying, me praying before I came out this door. Thank you, God. Excuse me, Nina, but thank you. I just have to say thank you. The car almost ran into us. But anyway, all right, I'll just see what she's saying on the 6, because 26, because it's confusing to me right now. She was saying 5 hours. She gave a temporarily 5 hours. That's what Liz was telling me.
That could be because it's like 5 hours a day. But you got to keep in mind, on the 28th, we can only bill with what we authorized for, and that's 32 hours, okay?
Right, but that's what she's coming out for, to assess for more hours. That's what she told me.
So if she does that, then once she put it in the system, then it will reflect on our authorization department, and they normally will notify me.
Okay, then. All right.
Okay.
Then.
So in the meantime, just think about what you want to do with these additional hours, because we don't want them to go to waste, okay?
Because if Keith is able
to do them, you may as well just give it to him temporarily until your family member is fully compliant with HR.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So you think about it and get back to me.
Okay, then. He can pick them up until his paperwork is done.
Okay. Well, you and Keith discuss the schedule for the additional hours. Okay.
Okay.
So it's 63 hours effective today.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And get back to me.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Take care. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.